Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Woo Boss Podcast. This is Shanae Howard. I'm here with Alfred. I wish you could see us. He's sitting in my lap because a lot of times he gets really loud when I record. He just will be all over the place. So anyway, welcome to podcast number two. And today we're talking about finding your clients. So, gosh, where do we start? So one piece of feedback I get from people in the Woo Boss Collective is that they're not sure where to find their clients. And let me sort of explain why it is that if you do something that's not business coaching, it feels like that's sort of the only market you can serve. And the reason that that is because business people who do B2B are able to sort of kind of create very straightforward communities. And you don't really need much sort of to have in common with a business community besides being somebody who wants to start a business. It's kind of like, you know, a podcast community. You don't really need much beyond that. So when you're relating on the sort of the like lowest common denominator, it makes, not lowest, but sort of like the easiest entry point, it makes it so those communities are sort of easier to build. And especially in a market where volume is very important for business strategists, a lot of them, it's all about numbers. So if you're all about numbers, that's sort of how you approach your business, is gathering the most people together at once, you know, their client farms. And so the problem with Woo-based businesses is that unless you do something extremely straightforward, like, you know, yoga or something of that nature, you're not going to be able to build communities that are exactly that straightforward and clean. And so that's why it feels like there's no sort of gathering place for your people, because a lot of the work you do might be very personal and very private and very quiet, or a lot of your work might be, you know, something that you don't necessarily want to share with a bunch of, you know, 10,000 people or talk about it. Or it could be something where if you did get together as a community, it'd be kind of a toxic environment. And so there aren't those sort of ready-made communities out there. And that sort of contributes to this overall feeling that, you know, there's nowhere where your clients actually are. And so the best thing to do is, in this sort of mindset, instead of being like, you know, I think that the common reaction to this is to say, well, like, my clients aren't online, or, you know, I don't know where they are, they're not around. And what you really need to do is start thinking about what are some of the other places that your client goes beyond what is straightforward, what you offer for them. So a good example of this is if you are, well, let's talk about somebody who could easily squeeze into the business strategy market, who's not business strategy. So let's say that you're trying to guest on a podcast and you are a food coach. So your natural sort of instinct is to go to other food coaches and ask for, ask to be on their podcast, when really you should be doing is looking at sort of the underlying problems that you solve and asking yourself, where do those types of people also go? So you say you're a food coach, and one of the sort of problems that you solve is people who are busy, like they're really, really busy, and they don't feel like they have time to cook. So there's a couple of people that come to mind for that specific market. You could go to a mommy blogger's podcast and guest there, because you're something that that audience really cares about that's not so direct. You could go to, like I said, business. You know, that's somebody who could come over to the business side and say, hey, I know that you have a podcast that's about entrepreneurship, but eating healthy is a really, really essential part of the entrepreneurship lifestyle. Can I sort of say hello? You could do the same thing for a love coach, or a, you know, somebody who does life coaching, or let's do it with love coach. You do the same thing with a relationship coach. It's like, hey, you know, we obviously want to be who we are in our dating, but if you want to feel better and feel healthier, here are some tips. And that's like the big mindset shift to make when you're a woo entrepreneur, is instead of approaching business sort of on the nose like your business mentors probably do, you need to go outside of your box and see who else needs what you have. That's literally the question you should ask yourself. Who else needs what I have? And one of the biggest lessons that I always teach my woo boos and Woo Boss Collective is that, you know, gosh, people are not Googling your stuff. You know what I mean? Like, they're not going to be super direct in Googling the exact thing that you do, but they are going to be Googling things that are related to that. And that's sort of the big thing that you want to figure out, is like, what are those things that people are talking about and where do those conversations lead? Just the other day, I told one of my clients that, you know, based off her market, she should really be looking at BuzzFeed and like going to BuzzFeed articles and looking in the comments and seeing what those people have to say. And so in order to find sort of that next great client, it's not going to be about going to the same wells that everybody else is going to. It's going to be going to different places that people like you aren't already are. This is a big problem in the woo community. It's so incestuous. Like, there's just clumps of woos in these really concentrated places, and nobody can get out because they're all serving each other and the market is really saturated, when instead they can go beyond their borders and sort of find other people in other places. Like, who needs you? Like, college students? Is it professionals? Should you be, you know, going to Toastmasters meetings and talking there? Like, where are the problems that you solve exist in industries that are less obvious? So that's sort of the way that I suggest you sort of finding that next big client this week. And that's your homework, is to sort of find one market and that's outside of the market that you sort of more obviously serve, and stalk. Like, literally stalk everyone there, read all their comments, get really, really clear on what their problems are, and then see where you can sort of introduce some of that language into your copy so that you can attract more of those people who are outside of your little sort of the woo bubble that you might have accidentally put yourself in. And like I say, I will say probably every week, the key to an effective woo-based business is being clear in your communication and being really open with what you want to say, and being more inclusive and kind of reaching out beyond the borders and seeing what's really out there. And so that's sort of the big message for you today. Alfred is laying on me. He's being super cute. That's a big message for you. If you want to sort of dive deeper into this topic, make sure you sign up for my free call I'm doing with my friend. It's going to be all about finding clients. We're going to go deeper into this. I'm going to give some more details, give more examples. I'll be answering questions. And to do that, all you have to do is go to yo.heyshanae.com/findclients. And that's also going to be in the show notes. And if you sign up there, you're also going to get a little freebie that I'm creating for graduates of this call. It's going to be called the Stalk Your Clients little worksheet. And so it's like a little method that I use to find, you know, stalk and find clients, but not in a bad way, in a good way, in a way that's going to be useful to you. And again, that's a totally free call. And if you want to sign up for that, it's in the show notes or yo.heyshanae.com/find-clients. If you go to heyshanae.com, all the details will be there as well. And that's happening this Friday, October 21st. And I hope to see you there. And that is the episode of Woo. Did you hear how my voice changed? I went through puberty all of a sudden. Okay, so that's Woo Boss for this week. I am so glad and happy that you are here. If you have any questions or comments, email me at o@heyshanae.com. Let me know what you want me to talk about next. Again, this is a new podcast, so I'm all open, all ears to your suggestions. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.